Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It was a big honor for us to meet Ryan Birdman Parrott, former Navy SEAL Team 7 member, and one of the most amazing human beings I've ever met in my life, but a guy that hates compliments, so I'll get away from the compliments. But he has dedicated his life since he left the military to supporting his brothers and sisters, fellow soldiers, and first responders who put their lives at risk to save others' lives. And he started Sons of the Flag, the best resource for burn survivors, because there's just not enough help out there. And we've had Birdman on with us before. So, Ryan, thank you so much for joining us, man.
Hey, thank you, guys. Always an honor to be here.
Sonsoftheflag.org is the website if you want to learn more about this. But did I wrap that up nicely? Is that exactly?
Dude, you always do it so well. Matter of fact, we just had a country festival put on my Pettis in Prosper, and you rocked it. You were the MC, Ben, and it's just rock star status. He goes way too detailed into complimenting me. He makes me feel so awesome. I walk away with my chest huge. And then I go back home and my wife tells me it's not that. So I appreciate everything you've done for us.
Well, thank you. I get real nervous introducing you because I'm just in awe of what you've done. And you brought a very special guest in with you today. You brought in Andy Allison, an injured firefighter. Andy, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing pretty good.
Well, I want to do this because when I met you, first thing I heard is you're a Tolo. You listen to 105.3 The Fan. You listen to our station, which I absolutely love. So tell us a little bit about your story.
I am a big fan of y'all's show. My dad grew up a Cowboys fan. I don't know if that's good or bad, but
that's good.
I love
it's
them.
Good. It's good.
So, I worked in Louisville at the fire department. I spent a lot of years working there after my dad did 23 years, and it's a great career. I loved it, and I went to a structure fire, and I got electrocuted. It's not a typical burn. It's a fourth-degree burn, which most people are unaware of. Actually, I had never treated one in the ambulance after 10 years, but it's very significant. My doctors tell me there's three people that get electrocuted, the ones that live and have no problems, the ones that die, and me. I'm somewhere in the middle. And 5 years later, I've had 10 surgeries. I broke all my teeth out. I fractured my back in four spots. I've had a six-level fusion, two disc replacements, knee surgery. Both of my arms have had nerve reconduction and nerve movements. I've had two major surgeries a year for the last 5 years, and I had to learn how to walk again, learn how to put my shirt on. I mean, it's been literally an uphill battle for me from day one.
Andy, how does something like this happen? And also along the way, you said there's me in between. Like, I'm assuming this is extremely rare. How often does something like this happen to somebody?
Well, it happens more than I thought initially. Since I've got injured, and I've been speaking on workers' comp, injured firefighters' behalf. My email has just been flooded with firefighters, first responders that have come in contact with electricity. I mean, because let's face it, it's everywhere, no matter what we do. And I think the first thing you learn as a young child is, hey, don't put water on electricity. And what do? We run into houses and we put water on electricity. Mm. So although that's not what I feared when I went into the fire service, I feared getting burned or falling through a roof or hit on the highway. That's been what is so rare about my injury and why it has been so hard to get through is because everything's on the inside. I mean, everything that is wrong with me has been internal, and you can't see that stuff.
And you were talking about like organ issues.
I mean, I have had everything you can think of. I mean, I have lost function of A lot of my organs at times, my hormones are messed up. I burnt my front left lobe. I burnt my eye. It burnt my whole nervous system up. It has really changed my life. Luckily enough, it was the left lobe and not the right, so it didn't change my personality, but it did affect memory. I don't remember a lot of things from my childhood and just a lot of things in general that have been affected that, you know, when 10 seconds changes your life, you don't know what you've missed. Like, you don't know the ramifications when you get a catastrophic injury until you work through the scenario.
All right. He is Andy Allison, an injured firefighter. You just heard his story. Ryan Birdman Parrott from Sons of the Flag. So, Ryan, you know, when I hear the story, I'm outraged. Because I know that I'm one of the people that calls 911. If my house is on fire, I'm running outside. Ah! And there's guys that aren't wired like me that are heroes that run into that fire and say, we got you. We've got to handle this. So I think as a community, we have to be there for those guys. If we're going to call 911, we have to be there to support those brave men and women who run in to save our lives, whether it's military, whether it's first responders. So surely, whoever is supposed to be there, whether it's taxpayers, the government, the fire department, I don't know, how did we not step up and take care of this brave man?
That's exactly it. I mean, the beautiful thing about us at Sons of the Flag is we get to work with your everyday hero, you know, and that's a really cool thing. So we know we're treating people that are defending our freedoms here and far. But nobody can cover down on everything. You know, the government does have its issues, but it can't cover down on every single thing. So that's why organizations like Sons of the Flag exist, to really step up to help Andy Allison, his family, and others that go through injuries like him. It's terrible. And this is something that is really near and dear to my heart because it's so underfunded. It's not looked at. There's not a lot of press around it. Matter of fact, in probably the United States of America right now, the only people that are talking about burn care is 105.3 The Fan. So love you guys. Appreciate everything. That sucks on a national level. So we're really trying to just open the doors and let everybody know we are a resource, we're here to help, and we're going to prove it. So that's what we say. Anybody who's injured, send them our way and let us get on top of it. We will fight for your needs if we need to. We will fund your needs if we need to. We will be there for you.
I'm obviously woefully uninformed about this, but what I'm kind of gathering is the idea that if you work with or work for the fire department and something bad happens to you, it's just kind of too bad? Is this pretty standard that you're just on your own?
You get put into a workers' comp system, and I get the same treatment and the same plan as anybody. When I went into the fire service, I thought we, because of how we serve the community and the dangers of the job, there would be special circumstances and ways to get through the system when you got hurt, but there's not. I mean, I go through the same process, hours and days waiting for approvals. A lot of my surgeries are because they didn't catch it initially, and it's because I have no control over what I do. The insurance companies are the ones that hold the money.
Is there any aspect of this where there's questioning about, I don't want to say the legitimacy of your injury, but within the workers' comp frame, are they looking at it as like, well, this is above and beyond, or are you dealing with all red tape?
I think that the workers' comp system, the way it's set up, is it's been abused so much by people that didn't get hurt at work, people that abuse medication, people that abuse the system, that a legitimate case comes through and you're so far between finding that one person that's really injured, you get treated the same way as the person that's not real.
God, that's
and here's a big complexity to that whole thing, because I'm, you know, I've never been a first responder or a firefighter, and I don't deal with workers' comp personally, but Andy's got a very unique case. You know, he needs specific surgeons to work on certain things, and if they're not in the system and not approved, he doesn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
And that cannot happen. That cannot happen, and that's why organizations like us step up to the plate to help piggyback it and back him up so that we can get him the treatment that he needs to move on with his life. I mean, Andy and his family have taken a huge hit with this injury. And this has been going on since 2012?
Yes, sir.
So a long time. Dude, you ever call me sir again, we're going
to
have some
He was
problems.
Talking to Ben.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Sounds good. But we really need to step up, get up off our butts, and help the community, because we really don't understand that these guys and girls are running into blazing buildings. They're saving our lives. And on the back end, when they get injured, if we don't hear about it, we don't really do a whole lot for it. So we need to do better about funding organizations that support the injuries these guys and girls need. And that's what we're specifically doing here with Andy.
Again, this is Andy Allison, an injured firefighter. We're talking about his case, and Ryan Birdman Parrott from Sons of the Flag. And Andy, so you're telling me that some insurance person or somebody from Workman's Comp says, yeah, you know, you had all the teeth in your mouth replaced. We think you just did that because you wanted new teeth. And you know what? Your body is deteriorating from the inside, but because we can't see it on the outside, we think you're faking it. You've gone through this horrific thing that has changed your life for 5+ years, but they say you're just acting.
My teeth all fell out at once when I was eating dinner, just multiple nights in a row.
God.
And I would be eating chicken leaned over that my wife cooked, and my teeth would literally fall out, and you would hear them tink across. I had a tooth fall out yesterday. I mean, literally at the dinner table, it's embarrassing for me. And I had a doctor that they did an independent study for me last month, and he said that all my teeth fell out because bad hygiene. I'm 35. I was fit. I raced semi-professional motocross my whole life up until this point. And, you know, I have a good family. I can't pick my kids up anymore because I have a 10-pound weight restriction. There's been a lot of limitations that have been put on me that weren't I didn't cause this to happen. I wanted to be a fireman, and I still do want to be a fireman. It's just because of everything that's happened, it's just it's really hurt me and hurt my family.
Can I your father was firefighter in Louisville.
Yes, sir.
Brothers, firefighters. Mm-hmm. How has what you've gone through impacted them?
It's tough. You know, my mom, bless her heart, she thought forever that we just went and got on Big Red fire truck and went and helped people. The thought of somebody getting hurt like I did on one of her four boys was never in the cards until I got hurt. And now it's difficult to watch my two brothers go off to shift every third day. The same thing with my wife. You know, we just people don't realize how dangerous being a first responder is, whether it's police or fire. I mean, what we go into, what we train for, is significantly dangerous. It's not just one aspect. You got to remember it's everything. It's a danger zone when you go in there. And although we have protective clothing and training, you can't prepare for everything that goes on when a house catches on fire. First off, you don't know what's in there.
Man, I feel terrible. I just feel terrible as a person in the community who calls 911. We've done this, that we've allowed this to happen. It's not fair. So how can we do better? What can we do specifically, you know, to help in this case, to help with other firefighters, other military? What can we do here?
Yeah, well, I mean, I want to first say I want to applaud Andy for coming in and telling his story That's what changes the world here. You know, it's 6 years in the injury right now. It's that 6 years short. That's not 6 years long. So it's still fresh. And for him to step up and tell his story when he's still dealing with these issues is a huge, huge feat. So I appreciate you doing that because you're changing the wave, man.
Well, thank you.
How can y'all, of course. How can y'all help? We can all go to Sons of the Flag. I guess you can tell them where the link is, but we've got a raffle going on right now that's awesome. One of our firefighter buddies, task force leader for Sons of the Flag, Chad Groover, Addison Fire Department set up. It's called Guns for Sons. We're doing 1,000 raffle tickets right now, $100 a piece. We want everybody to go buy a raffle ticket in the state of Texas, or two or three or hey, 1,000 would be great. Buy as many raffle tickets in chance to win 50 guns. And we've teamed up with Bass Pro for this. And all this money is going to Andy and his family to support them and the needs. So y'all can, you know, step up to help this specific firefighter right here now by going to Ben and Skin's Twitter account.
Yep.
And you'll be able to have that link.
I just tweeted it out.
I did too. And
okay,
you know what? I would say this, though. You know, while you're at it, our friends, you know, we always talk about our Twitter accounts. How about Sons of the Flag? At Sons of the Flag.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.